Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, good evening, guys. Welcome to the latest Diddy, Jay-Z, Beyonce, Bieber, J-Lo headline announcement. Before we bring in Beverly in 25 minutes, 9 p.m. UK, with shamanic priestess Emily, who's never been in before, my partner Jen, and myself. My parents are down for Christmas. They're taking care of baby Ziggy. So Jen and I will be on the screen together again, finally. And let me appraise you of the headlines that I'm going to go over first. And then I've got an announcement about Shane, the guest booker. He's back. So latest headlines on all these cases. We've got Mel B lashing out at Diddy, recalling the moment he branded her a B-word during an altercation on stage. We've got Justin Bieber and his wife touching down in L.A. after celebrating love in Costa Rica. We've got Beyonce and Jay-Z maybe set to split. Here's what the tarot cards are saying about their future. Might have to put that one to Beverly. We've got one that's come out in The Sun here in the UK about Rymea, Jay-Z's son, says rapper has refused to take paternity tests for years because his mom was underage when they had beep. Remember the rumblings about LVMH, the big brand company, about to drop Beyonce and Jay-Z? Well, they've fired back. Saying, let's have a look. Oh no, that's not correct. All right, we've got Sean Combs accused of SA minutes before the fatal 1991 CCNY stampede. And when I was watching Rotten Mango's channel, and she was detailing the fatal 1991 CCNY stampede. This is a rabbit hole we've touched on in the past, but we've not done a deep dive on. And apparently Busby's looking at this as well now. I missed this other one. Jay-Z's attorney accidentally reveals Jennifer Lopez a celebrity B. That was from 2 days ago. I missed that one. But we will have a look at that one as well. All right, so how is everyone doing in the chat for this holiday season so far? Is everybody good? I was on a live stream with Maggie today, who's been a co-host with Ron on The Daily Show. Absolutely amazing woman. When I say I was on a live stream, I mean in her live chat, offering her support, because I mentioned in yesterday's stream that there's campaigns right now, probably from the Jay-Z camp, against Busby, against Jaguar Wright, against myself, that are being escalated online. And it looks like some people went after Maggie, and she was very emotional on today's live stream. Our hearts go out to her, and I'm going to ask Bev to build a protective shield around Maggie, so that the toxicity from these trolls, that toxic energy, doesn't enter Maggie's beautiful soul. So let's all send love and protective energy to Maggie, please. Talking about the team, Shane has been sending me excited messages saying he's back after his monumental house move. Now, if you're not familiar with Shane, Shane is the guest booker who some people suspect accidentally coordinated, some people suspect was the evil genius behind the mega multi-hour live streams we did, where we had Courtney Burgess on with Jaguar Wright. We had Ariel on with Jaguar Wright. When we look back at the year on this channel, we had these iconic live streams where we had guests arranged to come on. And all of a sudden, other guests would be watching and they'd ask to come on to join the live organically. Completely disorganized. Completely disorganized. Well, the alchemy of Shane may have been behind this. We had these live streams. And we'd have a guest on. I'd be interviewing him. Ron would be interviewing him. Next thing, another guest would contact us, like Jaguar. Can I come on? And we'd say to the guest, like Misha. I know it kicked off with Misha, but Misha came back and Jaguar and Misha made amends. And that's what this channel is about. We want harmony, guys. We're not trying to set people up to get to be put on the hot seat. That's not what we're about. So we had these amazing multi-hour live streams that were tense at times. I like harmony when Jaguar comes on and she's not so happy because someone has said something about her. Foolishly, I mean, that's their karma. They've got to accept that. It gets a bit tense. Me and Ron are just sat there like, like watching, like, and I'm messaging Ron, de-escalate. So yeah, Misha and Jag came on. I don't know if you watched the whole thing. Some people only saw the first couple of hours where there was a escalation. But Misha came back on after she left. She came back on, and Jaguar and Misha, in that same live stream, she came back on. And there was harmony, just like with Courtney. Courtney came on, he was grilled, and then Jaguar and Courtney settled down, and there was harmony. And it's like, I'm going to compare this to prison now. In prison, you see these people with beefs, and they actually have physical fights. The beef is building up. They have physical fights in the cell, under the stairs, behind the metal grid stairs, so the guards can't see it. They have these physical fights. And at the end of the physical fights, they're hugging and having a smoke together because the beef is squashed. So Shane, you've turned my channel into the cell under the stairs. Brother. Where people come on and have verbal. It escalates verbally. It's not physical. Verbally. And it can be tense watching it. It can also be compelling viewing at times to watch it. But once that tension dissipates, and Jaguar's a master of that, you see the stress come into these people's faces, but then it dissipates, and the tension's gone. Harmony is restored, and they're speaking as friends afterwards. Like I saw in prison over and over again, where people have fights, the beef squashed, and that's it. Tension is building. While the tension's building, toxic energy is consuming these people. It's good to let them hash it out. I know sometimes we get criticized saying you shouldn't just let someone jump into a stream and say something sort of a person that's going to trigger them. Completely understand where you guys are coming from. We never bring anyone into a stream without the guest giving us their permission. We always say, are you okay with this person coming in? If they know they've got a situation with the person and they're okay with it, they know something may perhaps kick off. And it did. But when we look back at the channel, as tense as some of those situations were, they are the most iconic moments of the year. That first Jaguar Wright one where Lionel, the prosecutor, came in. It was insane. It was insane. Where Big Homie was in there with Jaguar. So, yeah. Shane organized all those streams, all those guest bookings. Put a one in the chat. if you think those iconic moments happened by accident. Put a 2 in the chat if you think those iconic moments are a credit to Shane's evil genius. Let's see if Shane can reproduce his alchemy. Yes, we love you. See the 2s coming in. See a couple of 1s. 2s, 1s, 2, 2, 2, 2s, 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 1s. I think the majority are Shane's evil genius. Divine intervention? I think divine intervention has been an element. And there are divine forces protecting the people who come on this channel. Who is Shane? Shane is the guest booker. He's in the chat right now. Identify yourself, Shane. All right, I've prattled on for 10 minutes, sorry. I'm supposed to be going over the Diddy news before Beverly comes in. With my partner, Jen. With Emily, the shamanic priestess, who exercised our house and got the evil spirits out because our house is on a ancient burial ground. And I'm going to be on the screen with my partner, Jen, because my parents are down for Christmas. And they are going to be watching Baby Ziggy. They're watching Baby Ziggy as we speak. All right, let me see if I can get through some of these Jay-Z Diddy stories as fast as possible. Because I want to come back and talk to the chat again before all these guests come in. All right, so Sean Combs accused of SA minutes before the fatal 1991 CCNY stampede. Horrific, this stampede, what happened. And then he allegedly brought a woman to a makeshift dressing room, handed her a drink, and SA'd her minutes before the stampede. This second lawsuit is from an Oklahoma woman who alleges she was drugged and SA'd at a 2006 Black Party hosted by Diddy in New York. In a statement sent by Rolling Stone Friday, Diddy's lawyer stated Mr. Diddy has never SA'd anyone or engaged in any transportation. The woman claimed she was assaulted at the ill-fated charity basketball game when 9 people were crushed to death. Wow. She alleged she was visiting NYC with a friend and invited to the event by a male acquaintance described as a prominent rapper. Lawsuit didn't directly name the male. There are references to Dwight Arrington Myers, aka Heavy D. Myers died in 2011. Was it pneumonia? All right, so Doe claims that when she was unable to find the rapper, she was directed to Diddy, who was the event's co-sponsor and promoter. Minutes later, she and a female friend were led to a makeshift dressing space in a locker room's office, where she met Diddy for the first time. He escorted the woman's excited friend to meet some celeb guests while Doe waited to meet her rapper friend. Diddy later returned to the room with a plastic cup full of what purported to be Coca-Cola. After taking a sip, you'll never guess, she began to feel woozy and attempted to leave to find her rapper friend on her own, but Diddy blocked the exit. Oh, dear. Touched her in a beep manner before reaching for Doe and touching her again. Although she tried to resist, he overpowered her, removed her clothes, and began you-know-whatting her before climbing on top of her and you-know-whatting her. Disgusting. At some point, Diddy was interrupted by a bodyguard who indicated he was needed. She said she told Diddy that what he did was not right and that she intended to tell her rapper friend. And then he threatened her, saying that she shouldn't say anything to her friend because people could come up missing. The woman said she hung back for a few minutes after Diddy left to make sure he wasn't returning. She discovered a chaotic scene where people were running in every direction. She searched for a friend for 30 minutes, but finding an exit and reuniting with a friend outside. And she's been represented by Busby. Yeah. All right. So another woman who sued Diddy, LaToya Grayson, said she was 23, living in Oklahoma in 2006 when her sibling won a radio contest offering a free trip to New York and to attend a white party. She was switched to a black party at the last minute, requiring her to purchase a new outfit. She's got receipts, Delta Airline tickets, photos, drinks again, began to feel sick, passed out, woke up in St. Vincent's Medical Center with no recollection how she's got there. The day after she returned to Oklahoma, an anonymous woman called her from New York number and cautioned her against reporting her assault because Diddy was a celeb and she would just be wasting her time. Disgusting. Oh, my goodness. All right. I'm going to wrap that one up. We've got Jay-Z's attorney accidentally revealed J-Lo is Celebrity B. This is a couple of days old, but I missed it. What happened was he was asked, cited in an interview with NBC News in which Jane Doe admitted inconsistencies. And then, let's see. The lawsuit's filed today. What is it? Was it Spiro who dropped her in it? On Thursday morning, Jay-Z's legal team met with a judge in Manhattan and asked him to quickly remove the client from the lawsuit. They cited December 13th of NBC News. According to Hip Hop Vibe, Spiro was discussing the names of various celebs involved in the case when he slipped up and referred to Lopez as the elusive Celebrity B in the lawsuit, which got Beyonce out of the way, because some people were saying maybe it was Beyonce. All right, we've got, this one came out in The Sun. Jay-Z's son says rapper has refused to take paternity tests for years because his mom was underage when they had beep. That's Ryan Mia. We had him on, Jay-Z's son. And he said he was in the chat the other night. We think he's going to come back on to do a part two. And he's been embroiled in a legal battle with Jay-Z since he first went to court to request a paternity test in 2010. Been involved in this legal battle for over 10 years. His godmother, Dr. Lily Coley, recently filed a lawsuit against several judges in the court system of New Jersey, alleging they have conspired with Jay-Z to have cases relating to his paternity, inheritance, and abuse of court processes dismissed. They have lost over $100,000 due to the case and are still having money taken from them by Jay-Z due to his lawyers having illegal liens placed on their New Jersey home. What? So they're now getting punished for making their claims. And Jay-Z's allegedly doing all this because he doesn't want to be outed for having relations with a woman who got pregnant when she was underage. Rymir and Lily told the Sun that they believe Jay-Z is scared to take the test because Wanda was only 16 at the time she allegedly slept with Jay-Z. And when we interviewed Rymir, Jaguar came on at the end of that and she said exactly the same thing. They claim they tried to request a paternity test privately and were forced to go to court when it was refused. I think behind the scenes, he scurrily said, Rymir's mother was underage, that's why he's not doing it. But at the end of the day, we were trying to do it behind the scenes. And then it was brought to our attention after research that they had the age problem because we didn't even bring it up. We were just naive, just trying to get the paternity closure. But then we realized that we always protected him. We never went and blasted it. But I have to say here, he's not doing this paternity test because of Rymir's mother's age, because he, Jay-Z, got two problems. One, she was underage, and then she got pregnant. He could have still done something behind the scenes and come up with a good solution, and this would be over with. You don't even need the courts. Rymir added, I think he got some type of thought in his mind that, you know, this got some type of truth to it. Honestly, I can't speak for another man, but I would think that's what's going on. We've been fighting for this for years, and obviously he could have got this taken care of. We've been doing all the correct things. Basically, he just brushed it to the side. So Wanda, Rymir's mom, is dead. She said that she had relations with Jay-Z when he was 16 after he picked her up in Philadelphia in 1992. But she also had a boyfriend at the time, on and off, Robert Graves. It was listed on Rymir's birth certificate, but he was legally removed in 2011 when a DNA test proved that Rymir was not the father. Wanda continued to fight for Rhymir to know who his biological father was, but died before she could get answers for her son. And now Rhymir and Lily allege in the lawsuit that Wanda, who was sick, died sooner than she would have due to the stresses and strains of the case. That's absolutely horrific. So he's lost his mum prematurely because of the BS and the stresses of the case. And Jay-Z's team have put liens on the property and are stripping these guys of their assets. How does that work, man? You just want to know who your dad is. That's insane. Ryan Mayer said, it played the role because my mum was so dedicated on getting the case done and over with. She did anything they asked for if we needed to be there, and we needed to file again. My God, mom made sure we was there. They said travel, and they traveled. She would do anything for me. She was just so supportive. And I believe she just fought this until the end because we honestly didn't know, you know, that my mom was going to pass, you know, like that. Honestly, it was just random to me, but it happened. And at least I say she fought this case until she passed, and she was just so serious about getting it done. So she passed it on to me, and I'm here. That is so sad, man. Oh, my God, Rhymir, my heart goes out to you. That, you know, my mom was adopted, and she didn't know her parents were in it. She just went to a doctor one day, and he said at the end of the appointment, by the way, do you know you're adopted? And the whole world was turned upside down, and she spent decades struggling on a mission to try and find out her parents were, and it affected her so much. She wrote a book documenting it called A Blue Plastic Cow, A Search for Her. It took decades, and it's really sad. I completely understand how this affects. It's not about money. It's about identity. If you don't know your identity, you're struggling with that all your life. You want that anxiety, the uncertainty to be taken away. And you're right to know where you come from. You should not be getting that suppressed by anybody. All right, so that's the new stuff, guys. Don't forget to send Maggie positive vibes. If anyone's got a few quick questions, we've got 2 minutes before Beverly comes in. Her death certainly does need to be looked at. Rhymir's mum's death needs to be looked at. Just like Kim Porter's death needs to be looked at. And all any other suspicious deaths need to be looked at. When you lose the lawsuit, you're responsible for the other side's costs. That is so true. And when are these judges going to be held accountable for such rulings? Because these judges are in the hands of the wealthy people. It's all corrupt. They take contributions. They take bribes from people. Right, so we're coming, Beverly's and Emily's coming in for Oprah, Beyonce, and Hollywood. Enter studio. Let me just see if Beverly is there. And this one is going to customize over to them. Let's see. Oh, yeah, they're all in there, folks. Right, so I'm going to end this one. And I'm going to be with Beverly. I'm going to get Beverly to send not only loving energy to Maggie, but also loving energy to the people who've upset Maggie. And one of them, believe it or not, you don't believe this, it's the husband of the woman who said she'd been on the line to Sammy the Bull all week. My story about him was BS. I didn't have a documentary coming out with him. Who made all that stuff up? And then HBO Max the next day announced the documentary. Can you believe? Her husband is now one of these people, these characters that have triggered Maggie, who's been through SA. Absolutely disgusting. But I'm going to get Beverly to send loving energy to all these people. Because they need it. They need it. They need it. That's what they need. Something's wrong here. Something's wrong. I don't want to criticize these people. I want to help these people, lift them up somehow. All right. I'm customizing over to bed.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.